This is a Central Valley Business Times audio interview. And now to today's interview. Mr. Chapman, you have been sparring and usually it seems winning your information battles with the Small Business Administration. What happens when there's a change in administration come January?
That's a good question. We were just talking about that, actually. And, you know, I'm concerned about that. So we have seen a preliminary version of Barack Obama's small business policy, and it does not include anything about the diversion of federal small business contracts to Fortune 500 companies. And we're concerned about that. We were hoping that he would help us with that. Last winter, he came out and in a statement said he agreed with our position, said it's time to stop the diversion of federal small business contracts to corporate giants. But it doesn't seem to be on his, at least his draft of his small business plan. So we're concerned about that. The other thing that greatly concerns me is we've just uncovered really in the last week that the National Venture Capital Association has contributed millions of dollars to, I'll say, the top Democratic leaders in Congress, and they're trying to have legislation passed that will allow the nation's wealthiest venture capitalists to participate in government small business contracts. And so my concern is, you know, I was so hoping that if Senator Obama became president, this situation would be solved, but unfortunately, it could actually be worse. So if he doesn't support legislation to stop the diversion of small business contracts to Fortune 500 corporations and supports legislation to allow, you know, billionaire venture capitalists to get small business contracts, it could be much worse than it is now.
What about Senator McCain? Have you had a chance to look at his small business plans?
You know, I did. He came out with a plan about 2 weeks ago, and he also had no plan to stop the diversion of federal small business contracts to Fortune 500 companies. And I'd like to remind people there's been, at this point in time, 15 federal investigations on that issue. Four came out, I think, within about the last 30 days. That's sort of unprecedented. So I would think that anyone that was running for president would have a plan. It's not a real complicated issue, quite frankly. In fact, I call it a populist issue. I don't think you'd find anybody around the country that thinks that Fortune 500 companies should get small business contracts. So I'm a little puzzled why everyone running for president doesn't very clearly, you know, have that in their small business plan. But quite frankly, McCain's small business plan, I wrote a press release about it, primarily, in my view, was tax cuts for large corporations. So Republicans have this little dog and pony show they do. Well, they will try to push programs to benefit large corporations and try to present it as a program to help small businesses.
Sounds like an awful lot of people are arrayed against the small business person then in Washington. What's going on? Why is that happening?
I'm afraid it's all about money. So we found out that Barack Obama took $800,000 from the National Venture Capital Association, or I don't remember exactly. It was $800,000 from, I'll say, people in the venture capital industry. And over a time frame, John Kerry took $700,000. And so it's about money. And small businesses don't have this huge, you know, lobby in Washington. So just kind of compare, you know, the voice that small businesses have in this country compared to the voice of billionaire venture capitalists. So that's why small businesses, you know, sort of get picked on. You've got this pool of around $150 billion in federal contracts that's supposed to be going to middle-class firms and small businesses. And yet, because there's really no one to defend it, you've got Fortune 500 corporations trying to raid it. And the Bush administration has allowed that to happen and actually passed policies to help them do that. And now we've got the firms that are major contributors to the Democratic Party, they're trying to raid, you know, that $150 billion pool of small business funds.
What can be done about this? You've been trying to do something about it for as long as we have been interviewing you over the past 3 years, certainly, and prior to that as well. So what is plan B?
Well, you know, I was on Luke's radio show a few days ago, and he said, you know, what can we do? I said, well, let's cause some trouble. And I said, let's have everybody call Nancy Pelosi, for example, and tell her that we're against legislation to allow billion-dollar venture capital firms to get small business contracts. People could call John Kerry's office. John Kerry is going to be back at work next Monday, and his committee has already passed a piece of legislation called S-3362, and get this, that will allow companies that are 98% owned by venture capitalists to be treated as small businesses. So if you don't think that billionaires should get government small business contracts, call up John Kerry's office and tell him that. Or call Nancy Pelosi and tell her that you don't think that venture capitalists should get small business contracts. But, you know, do something. I think people sit around and they'll talk to each other and complain to people in their family, but they don't do anything. So this is America. It's a democracy. And I think we need to let our representatives know that we don't like this. So I would encourage people to do something. Don't just sit there. Get on the phone. Call somebody. Send an email. But, you know, in fact, to tell you the truth, it's kind of funny. I'll tell you this. I'm thinking about writing, I guess, a little story, and it's going to be titled America Needs More Riots. And I saw a story in France where the French Parliament passed some legislation that people didn't like, and they were out rioting every night for, you know, 10 days. I think they repealed the legislation. So I think if, let's just say when Nancy Pelosi, you know, flies back into San Francisco, if there are 1,000 people at the airport, you know, protesting and unhappy, it might be one way of communicating to her, but we're not communicating to our representatives.
What do you hear from small business people about this? Are they as passionately interested in this as you, or what?
Oh, you can imagine how interested someone is that's going bankrupt because they've, you know, had a small business for 10 years that does business with the government and prime contractors. Now they're going bankrupt because they're losing contracts to you know, Fortune 500 corporations, and looking at now having to compete with companies that are owned by venture capitalists, they're very concerned. But one thing that's sort of a phenomenon that I'm surprised by is they're terrified. If we talk to a reporter for a major newspaper, they want to talk to small businesses that are concerned about this, and we can call 1,000 people over 2 days, and maybe two people will agree to talk to a reporter. So most small business owners are absolutely terrified to go on record and challenge the government. And my advice to people is this. We need to make the government afraid of us. This is not how this country was founded. You know, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin weren't afraid of the British. They made the British afraid of them. And I have a, I think Thomas Jefferson said every generation needs a revolution. And I think more people need to speak out and get a little bit more radical and maybe do a little bit of what I've done. I was one person for probably a couple, 2 or 3 years. And I got a half a dozen federal investigations and won 2 or 3 lawsuits. And I was able to bring a lot of attention to this issue. I probably got it in, just by myself, I probably got over 100 stories in newspapers around the country. So anyone out there can do what I've done, and it didn't take that much time. But people just need to realize this is affecting you no matter what you do for a living. When the government pulls $100 billion a year out of the middle-class economy, it's going to affect you and your family.
Is this issue just too large for people to get their minds around? $100 billion, et cetera, these mysterious venture capitalists who have no names, it seems. Is this just something that is not able to snag in the brain as you talk about it?
I think people don't understand how it affects them. So let's just say if there's a policeman or an attorney or a school teacher, I don't think they understand that $100 billion being pulled out of the middle-class economy, the impact that it has on people. I saw an economist last night say that there are 700 foreclosures a day in America right now. And I think everyone's aware that we're having some, you know, significant economic challenges here in this country. And this is one of the reasons. But in fact, when you say that the venture capital companies don't have a name or a face, it's the National Venture Capital Association. Go to their website, and you can see all the organizations that belong to that. They're lobbying through their political action committee called Venture PAC. So it's very easy to see who these people are. In regard to the government policies that let Fortune 500 corporations get contracts, people go to my website, ASBL.com, and CNN's done stories on it, ABC, CBS, every major newspaper in the country, and most of the radio stations. So it's something that it's not a mystery, but I think people just don't. Again, people are afraid, and they don't understand that they're being impacted by it.
What additional can you do at ASBL about this?
Well, I'll tell you, I won a lawsuit last Tuesday, and I have never lost a lawsuit against the federal government, and I never will. So I'm going to file probably six more lawsuits within the next maybe 90 days. I'm going to try to file two more within the next month, and I'm just going to keep suing the government, whether it's George Bush or John McCain or Barack Obama. The American Small Business League is going to keep requesting information under the Freedom of Information Act that shows that federal small business contracts are going to Fortune 500 corporations. We're going to, when they refuse to give it to us, we're going to sue them. I'll win, and I'll give it to people in the media like yourself, and I'll just keep getting those stories out there. And eventually, I'm thinking they're going to finally be forced to pass legislation to stop it. In fact, I think I'm getting pretty close to that right now. I don't think that members of Congress like John Kerry and Nidia Velasquez, the chair of the House and Senate Small Business Committee, I don't think they can take, a whole lot more bad publicity. Think what how it sounds to your average listener when every member of the Senate Small Business Committee has taken money from the National Venture Capital Association, and then the Senate Small Business Committee passes legislation to allow firms that are 98% owned by billionaire venture capitalists to be treated as small businesses. What do people think about that? In my way of thinking, it's not lobbying. They bought that legislation.
It does sound like the best Congress that money can buy.
Absolutely.
You have talked in the past about the Small Business Administration being downsized to the point of non-existence by the Bush administration. Do you see that changing with a new administration in the White House?
I was really hoping that it would be. But again, I don't see any statements from Senator Obama about his intentions to restore the Small Business Administration budget and staff, and I'm concerned about that. I think that you're going to see with these hurricanes in the South, I think just like under Katrina, you're going to see that the SBA is so understaffed they will not be able to respond. A lot of people don't know this, but during or after Hurricane Katrina, the Bush administration had cut the SBA's budget and staffing so much, they had to hire 2,000 temporary workers to try to handle the workload after the hurricane. I talked about the four federal investigations that have come out in the last month about problems in federal small business contracting programs. Each one talks about the fact that the problem is a result of lack of oversight at the Small Business Administration. So there's no question that agency, his budget has been cut way too much. But again, I don't see either John McCain or Barack Obama talking about it. And again, people who, support the Small Business Administration are not the people that are funding those two campaigns. So I think it's going to take more people like me and more organizations like the American Small Business League to put pressure on either Barack Obama and John McCain to make sure that the only agency in America to support America's 27 million small businesses is properly funded.
Lloyd, what would you like to add that we have not talked about?
I would like to remind people of how this country was founded and our founding fathers and how brave and courageous they were. And we need more people like that in this country. Right now, there's too many people. They're afraid of the government. And that's not the way this country is supposed to operate. This is a democracy. Congress and the White House are there to carry out the will of the people, and they are not doing it. And I would encourage everybody out there that can hear my voice right now to do something about that. Do something. Do anything. But at least make a phone call. Send an email. Call the newspaper. Just do something to let people in Congress know. If you're not happy with these policies, legislation, let them know in some way. But don't be afraid to speak out, and don't think that you can't make a difference.